Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show as we come to you live here on this Wednesday evening. Well, Braves are going to try for, I think it's the 878th time to get above 500 this season, or somewhere thereabouts in that range as they take on the Philadelphia Phillies and continue this road trip for this week and into the weekend before coming home next week in what'll be a good couple of series, a two-game quick one with the Red Sox and then the Cardinals after that. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Who else would we talk to? If we're going to talk some Braves baseball, it's our buddy Gabe Burns. He, of course, the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you're going to catch all of his work. At Gabe Burns AJC on Twitter is where you follow him. And as always, Gabe, appreciate a few minutes here this evening as the Braves finally try to get another shot at getting above 500, huh?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. This team has had a lot of challenges, but arguably its number one challenge has been finding a way to finally just have a winning record even for a day.
So you wrote an article. Give us the latest update as far as Mike Soroka and where he's at and when and where he may be as we move into the season.
Yeah, you know, they still haven't ruled him out. So I guess, you know, if you're a Braves fan, you're going, that's something. I think it feels like everyone else has kind of ruled him out, but except for the team itself. So we'll see. The real update is just that he continues to progress. They won't even really use a word like encouraging. I think that Snit, especially after he prematurely declared him out for the season, he's kind of being careful with what he says about Mike. But overall, I mean, it's everything you really want at this stage after a guy undergoes exploratory surgery and, you know, having the issues that Mike has had. So we'll see. I mean, again, I wouldn't bet on him pitching this season, but stranger things have happened. So they're leaving the door open, which I suppose you could just call that the best-case scenario under these circumstances.
So I'm going to ask you the question that I'm asking my audience and we're going to discuss tonight. Do the Atlanta Braves have a championship-quality starting staff?
That's tough because, I mean, I'd have to – it's a yes or no question, so I'm not trying to dance around it. But when you talk about a championship-quality staff, okay, so you look at what the Dodgers have, right? They have – I mean, the Dodgers have a Cy Young winner coming out of the bullpen because they don't have a spot for him, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have a guy like Bauer. You have Kershaw, Buehler, who hasn't – he doesn't have that hardware yet, but, I mean, he might be the best one. So
he hasn't lost them like 10 years or something, it feels like.
Yeah, exactly. And the Braves – it's like the Braves avoided him this weekend, but it's like when you're playing the Dodgers, there really is no, oh, thankfully we dodged so-and-so because – you're going to be facing Kershaw, Bauer, Buehler. It's, that's a tough staff. Obviously, some of what San Diego has going on. I think, is there a perfect staff out there? No, but you look at the Dodgers have. If you would consider that the measuring stick, the Braves certainly fall short of them. If you're comparing them really to other quality teams, kind of at large, I would say the Braves stack up pretty well. So. But if the bottom line is a championship, can they win a championship with this rotation? I would say yes, if the offense is hitting to the capability we think it can. But, again, there's a lot of what-ifs there, and the staff by itself is just – I think it's solid, but it's not a staff that's just going to just intimidate you every single night like something like what LA has.
And I guess I asked the question, Gabe, because, you know – it's another 4 1/3 for Smiley, and, you know, Morton was all right, and Fried has had some good starts, you know, since coming back, but then he's been kind of at times, eh. You know, Soroka we don't know about, you know, Noah, it's like, okay, you know, so when he does come back, is the same guy, it just feels like where we started, oh, Anderson, Fried, Soroka, Morton, Smiley, this could be really good. And it's been a lot of meh at this point. It's been a lot of very blasé results that they've gotten from just about everybody that they were counting on this year.
I think you've summed it up, and that's where I was coming from with my answer. You know, even just thinking through it, is a lot about this rotation is projection. When you look at the playoffs, you know, we saw what Anderson was capable of last year. Can he do that again? You know, Fried has looked better since he came back from the hamstring. injury, obviously he had the horrific start, but is that a guy who can replicate it in the postseason? Well, we know Charlie Morton can pitch in the postseason. Charlie Morton's also 37 years old, and he's been okay this year. I think that's a fair way to put it. And then Drew Smyly has just been extremely underwhelming. So, and then you have several kids who you just don't know what to expect. So it's tough for me to just say it's not a championship quality rotation, because if other parts of the team are clicking, it certainly can't be ruled out, because you could compare anyone to probably LA's rotation and you would just say it comes up short. That doesn't guarantee that the Dodgers are going to win the World Series again, though. So there's certainly concerns with it. I think you did a good job summing it up, and I would definitely say that okay and meh are pretty accurate ways to describe the group so far.
Braves beat writer for the AJC, Gabe Burns, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. If the Braves need to go find an everyday left fielder, will they spend or trade, or do they have the, you know, our favorite term, Gabe, financial flexibility to be able to go and add something if they need to make sure that the expectations stay on track with what we think that they can be this year? Are they in a position that they can add as they need to?
That's a fair question. That's a question that everybody from reporters to fans to some in the organization have been asking since the winter. We'll see, because right now you're rolling with Almonte, and you've had Heredia, and you've had these kind of cheap journeymen who, to their credit, have played about as well as you could really ask them to, given who they are and given the circumstances. Is it sustainable? History says no for these guys. Could you go out? David Peralta, his name is going to be thrown around with Arizona. I think he's already been a guy that people have kind of linked to the Braves, just in that it seems like a natural fit, especially considering, you know, who knows with Ozuna, you know, he might never play for you again. So and he's under contract through next year. Peralta is that. So, excuse me. So that's more of a longer term solution. So, but he's also due, I think, over $7 million. So the financial aspect is going to be interesting. I don't have a concrete answer there, so I'm not just going to throw something out there, but, we've seen in the past how that's kind of affected things for this team. And, you know, they're not going to be having the all-star boon that I think that they were, you know, obviously expecting in July. So just given where the pandemic has left all these teams financially, I mean, it would be a surprise if they took on big money, but depending on where this team is, maybe they can move some money around. I mean, maybe there's a way to get something done, but I do think there's going to be outfielders out there who can help this team. And I do think that they should be proactive with it, because the reality is, you know, you're starting some of these guys and, you know, they're performing okay for right now. We don't know how that's going to hold up. And if your expectation is still to be competitive for a World Series title, and all indications are that's where this team's mindset is, I just don't really think it's acceptable to just kind of roll with, you know, Almonte and Heredia, and that's what you have. I think that they should certainly make a move to help their offense.
Has it made the start and the production that Austin Riley has given them even that much more important? Because not that Riley isn't necessarily he's obviously a masher at third base, but, you know, you're going to need him to play like this all-star caliber level all year, because you don't know how this lineup is going to look or what your answers are. And, you know, and Contreras, another guy who's given them, you know, a lot this far. It just feels like that, boy, if Riley was going to have a breakout year, given the storylines, they needed it this year out of him.
They needed it. And, you know, it went from the beginning of the season where, hey, if Riley can get rolling a little bit, if he develops, you know, all of a sudden this lineup is longer, it's more dangerous. Now it's kind of become, yeah, they need him to basically fill Ozuna's role, right? I mean, that's just kind of where they are now with this offense. So, you know, Ozzie is obviously important. Freddie getting going. We've been talking about that for 2 months. You know, it just – Lady Luck has just not been in his favor, and there's not really much that he can do about that. So we'll just see if his luck does turn around or if it's just going to last all year. But it's hard to fathom where this team would be without Riley. He's been huge. I wrote a story about him and his all-star candidacy today. He's been one of the top – 8 or so third baseman in MLB. I think you possibly could rank him even higher. And I think he should be an all-star. If And you know, he has a case to start, but if you wanted to plug Arenado in there or a guy like that, I certainly think that Riley and Acuna are the two guys you're looking at with this team who should probably be in Denver for that.
Understand some of the defensive limitations that Contreras has had this year. But, boy, I'll tell you what, though, Gabe, he has shown that, man, his production has been very valuable. I'm not sure if people understand, just even in his limited sample size, he's produced a lot of runs for this team. And it feels like, you know, I understand when Darnold comes back, but, you know, I hope he's still going to get a lot of playing time, you know, and let him figure out some of the things defensively, because his bat has been very valuable at times for this team, too.
Yeah, you know, we kind of do that in sports, right? No matter who it is, we kind of focus on, you know, what are the shortcomings? Trey Young, you know, defensively, he's not it. Or, you know, Tom Brady can't run or whatever it is. We love to focus on kind of the shortcomings. And with Contreras, I mean, there's no doubt the defense is just not there yet. And that's something that the team knew. And that's exactly why he wasn't supposed to be starting in the majors this season. I mean, this is not – it's not like the team planned this. It just – it got, you know, backed into a corner, and this is what they had to do, and he's learning on the job. And you look at just his raw potential. I mean, you don't have to be a scout to see just what this kid can become. Clearly, he's super athletic. He's, you know, his offensive talent, I mean, like you said, it's really high level. I mean, he looks like he's going to be a top five offensive catcher for a long time. And I tend to think the defense will come. It's just been a rough ride to watch so far. There's been a lot of mistakes. And, again, this is just kind of the hand that the Braves are dealt. They have to deal with it. This was something that he was supposed to be kind of figuring out in the minors. And this is just what they have to work with. And I think that in the long run, it should be good experience from him. I do think that he'll be better defensively. But, I mean, again, like we can focus a lot on that. And it has hurt the team. But – when you factor in the circumstances and the context of it, what he's been doing has been really impressive, and I think the team should be pretty excited about him.
AJC.com for all of your latest Braves stories and information. On Twitter, at Gabe Burns AJC. Covers the Braves for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Gabe Burns joined us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. As always, Gabe, appreciate it, buddy. Maybe you can write a story about being over 500 very quickly here, and hopefully things will work out. But always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for a few minutes tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chuck, we're here. We'll be back. Sports Radio Nuts on the Game and the Odyssey.com app.